Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 30, we were taught that when our burdens are just too much for us to bear, we must just encourage ourselves that God will see us through. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, we see the Apostle Paul was there. And he said, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." See, the Apostle had problems too great for him. He had to have the Lord's strength, or he was going to fall badly. And so he says, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." You see, there are times when circumstances do not bring joy or happiness. We're in the dark places, and the situation seems hopeless. You can give up, get discouraged, and quit. Or you can encourage yourself in the Lord. You see, it is your choice. Many times we don't think about that, but the truth of the matter is, you choose to encourage yourself in the Lord or to give up. And if you give up, just quit on it, then don't expect the help of the Lord in that situation. You want to do great things for Christ? You want to be His champion? Then realize this, Hebrews 13:5. We're told that God says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." In Philippians 4:13, the Holy Spirit instructs us through the pen of the Apostle Paul, "For I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." You know, it's good sometimes when no one else will stand with you, or really, they just don't seem to understand. And they even have the idea of you're crazy and you've had to stand alone. Then you have to do like David does here. You've got to encourage yourself in the Lord. Aren't we reminded of that in 2 Timothy chapter 4? Because this is just not something in David's life. It happened in the Apostle Paul's life. It says in 2 Timothy 4:16-18, "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that may not be laid to their charge." Now you think about that. That was pretty serious. He did not attack those people for not standing. He instead just prayed that it would not be laid to their charge. We don't see David said, "God, look at these stupid people. I took them in when they were in great need. Now look how they treat me." No, that's not how David did it. That's not how Paul handled it. You know, he's praying that this sin of not standing when you can stand, not be laid to your charge. You realize that that's going to be one of the possibilities of the judgment seat of Christ. You had the opportunity to stand, and fear was one of the devils that kept you from standing. And it's laid to your charge. And so verse 17 of 2 Timothy 4 goes on to say, "Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. But it wasn't his friends that forsook him. It was God that delivered him. And he goes on in verse 18, says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You see, you must believe that the Lord will deliver me because he's called me to do this. I'm following his word. I'm doing it his way. And so I know that he will deliver, and he will stand with me, and he will strengthen me. I know he will do that. If no one else will stand with me, God will. Remember the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 33, right after Moses had come off the mountain, he had broken the tablets and made them drink the water that he had poured the grounded down golden calf into, and went ahead and did some things to get the problem straightened out. Chapter 33, God says, okay, Moses, I'm going to send my angel with you. He's going to lead the way in, and you just follow him. You go into the land and all that, but I'm not going with y'all. He says, I'm liable to kill all of you because of this attitude that you have. And Moses said, Lord, if you're not going to go, I'm not going either. You know, he just let him know, Lord, I don't want to go if you're not going with us. And boy, that has to be the relationship that we develop with God. Everywhere with Jesus, I will follow on. We've got to have that attitude if we're going to be victorious in Jesus Christ. And so, here we see that David encourages himself in the Lord. And let me just say this. Don't expect a prophet's reward if you're not willing for a prophet's circumstances. Understand, the old saying is true. It's darkest before the dawn. Circumstances were at their very worst just before David becomes king. Before the call to help, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He knew his call, his help, his victory. While the others were dispirited, David's spirit is calm in Christ. And notice, David revives the use of the ephod in verse 7. Says, and David said unto Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord. Now, I wonder where Abiathar was when the rest of the people had been taken captive at Ziklag. Well, to be honest with you, I believe that David had him with him, and that's what this narrative really would show, that David had, that Abiathar had been with them. He knew when the war was on, if with the Philistines who did not worship God, David knew that he would want a man of God to intercede and in prayer. That's why I think all along, David probably had planned to attack the Philistines from the rear. The ephod was a portion of the priest's garment, which spoke of prayer, intercessory prayer. David went to a specific place and got a specific thing as God had designed. You know, today God has designed his house, the local church, as his ephod. It's his house of prayer. It's the house from which we take the gospel to the world. If you're going to forsake the house of God, don't expect to be used rightly of God. Expect all you all have is religion and emotion, but no real eternal substance from that. And this ephod could be seen. It was public. Just like the sacrifices in the Old Testament were public. My friend, that's why you have the local church. It's a place to come. Come to that altar to make public inquiry of the Lord. To make altar decisions. To go to that altar to pray for a lost soul. To confess your sins to God. To come to that altar to pray for His leading. To pray for His help. And so, here's David with the ephod. He inquires of the Lord. But we see again, you must pray. As it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So don't worry about anything. That's what he's saying. You talk to God about it. And he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Well, we do see here, as David encourages himself in the Lord, he's the one that seems to have the peace. His army doesn't, but David does. Because he has the peace of God, he is able to lead God's army. And boy, that is so important for us. See, inquiring of God requires that we do it in a mind of obeying whatever God gives us to do. We find that obedience are to the things in His Word. We accept whatever God's answer would be. Now, David would not have gone if God said, don't pursue. And David would not have gone to the Philistine armies, I think, if he had inquired of God first about it. See, sometimes we pray, we say, God, help me, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And we haven't inquired about, does God want us to do this or do that? And sometimes we simply have to inquire of God to find out, God, do you want to use me in this? So although nothing has changed at the moment, the wives and children are still captured. All these other things are gone. The city's still burned down. David has God's promise, and therefore he goes in God's peace. Now, whether we live or die, peace with God is a great memorial to have. Do you have peace that your soul's destiny is heaven if you were to die today?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.